This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back, Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Kahn and Steve Molesky today. Ed Norris and Rob Long are out, but both will join the show today. Ed in the 8 o'clock hour, Rob in the 9 o'clock hour. You know what? No, when Rob calls in, he's got to call in the 6 o'clock hour. Like he treats every guest we have on the. It's not fair to ask Jim Palmer to come on our show when he's in California. You know that's not fair. And I'll never forget the time back at the old station I worked at, Steve. When I called John Clayton, like management was saying, hey, you got to get on the phone and book some guests. I was just a guy answering phones. I'm like, all right, so we have the black book, which is the NFL, blue book was NBA, and then I guess you would call it the red book or whatever with the MLB that had all the phone numbers in it. So I called John Clayton to see if he'd come on the show. Well, John Clayton lives in Seattle, and I called him at 7 o'clock Eastern time, to which John Clayton said the most unnerving thing I think I've ever heard a human being say to another person. And I went, I'm just so sorry, man. And then I didn't even have the nerve to tell him for all these years until we finally got him back on the show. And I said, I'm the jackass that called you at 4 a.m. But, you know, it happens. Anyway, switching gears here a little bit, Steve, I'm going to throw this your way, talking about some of these breakout players. I asked you about McDermott, and you said you were really excited about him, even though he's hurt right now. Give me some names that we should be taking a look at.
Well, one thing that came out recently that was fun to look at is the Orioles spring breakout roster. 26 players are on this roster. What I like about it, Jeremy, is there are 11 international prospects on here.
About time.
And some, everybody knows Basayo, but after that, not everybody knows these guys. And I love following the Orioles international. In fact, coming up on my Substack, I get in a quick plug here. This week, I'm going to rank the top 20 Orioles international prospects. Everybody's got a top 30. Who has a 20 international?
Yeah.
I do. No one else. So we're going to have that out. So I have done some work on some of these kids. And
we're going to talk about that in the 9 o'clock hour as well, some of those guys.
Is it too soon? We're in our week first. Is it spring breakout now we should be mentioning?
Yeah.
It is. Okay, I've got my segments.
Oh,
right.
No, you're good.
Keep me straight, buddy. It's 6:45.
Get another cup of coffee over there, Steve.
I'm usually getting up about 4 hours from now. So there's two pitchers who have big arms that are international on this spring breakout roster. And by the way, the game will be this Saturday night, March 15th, Oriole prospects against Yankee prospects, 6:05 on MLB Network. So everybody will get to see it. And the Orioles played the Pirates last year. That's when Skeens struck out Jackson Holliday, remember, was in the spring breakout game. Keeler Morphe is one of the top international pitchers. He throws, he has touched 101. He's 5'8", which is really a detriment to a right-handed pitcher to be short of stature. But Marcus Stroman is 5'7", so it's not unprecedented. But this kid's facing an uphill battle, no pun intended. But he throws 101. You can't coach or teach that. And Keeler Morfe is one of their top young international prospects.
Does he know where it's going, and does it matter if he doesn't?
He does. He does. I mean, when you throw that hard that young, you always have some command issues. But he does. He's got a clue, and he's got some secondaries. Luis De Leon's a left-handed pitcher in this game. He's touched 98. Again, both these pitchers, by the way, are ranked in the top 30. So they're recognized now by, like, MLB Pipeline. Morfe is the Orioles' number 9 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. And De Leon is number 14 on that list. So these pitchers are not unknown. But there are some players on this list who are not well known. Miguel Rodriguez is a young catcher they like a lot. He's a real hitter, real hitter. He doesn't have the pop of Basayo, but he's got good batting eye already for so young. I believe he was out of Venezuela. He's on that roster. A young kid named Steven Martinez is one of their top young foreign-born outfielders. He's just 17. Last year in the Dominican Summer League, he had an 883 OPS. He can play all three outfield spots, and he was one of their big-dollar signings. They signed him for $950K in January of 2024 out of the Dominican, and he's also top 30 guy already, number 13 by Pipeline, number 19 Baseball America. He's got a 70 arm, some scouts say, 65 raw power. So, again, I don't want to oversell these kids when they're so young, but I do think what the Orioles have done under Mike Elias and Kobe Perez, the head of international scouting, is build quality and quantity in their international program. They've now got 11 guys ranked in these top 30s, 11 guys on this roster. Pretty strong.
Yeah. So
it's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket busting, 3-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
So, looking at that, because it's something we haven't talked about because we've never really had international players in this farm system to speak of. I mean, I'm not saying it's never happened. Like some of the, anytime we were involved in the international market, usually it was signing a guy to the major league roster, whether it was in Korea, you know, Japan, down in the islands, whatever it may be. But one of the things we pointed out especially when the Astros were in the World Series, it's like, look at how many international players are on their team. Look at how many international players were on the Dodger, anybody they face. And you're going, we don't have enough of that. You know, we've had players, but the fact of the matter is being involved there and finding some kid that might be 15, 16 years old and seeing he has talent and signing him and developing him in your system and bringing him up, I think that's the relative unknown once we get to the point where guys like Gunnar and Adley and some of the other guys are coming up for contracts once they get through their arbitration. But they're going to be here for a while, like till 2029, right. 20, you know, but I do think it is interesting to see which of those guys are going to be ready or knocking on the door for the major league club.
Well, Basayo is going to be the first to break through. Probably this year he gets to the big leagues. He's the shining star of the Oriole International program, but more is coming. To see this many in the top 30 is exciting. To see a couple pitchers in the top 30 from the international program who are touching high 90s or even 100 is exciting. And major league clubhouses are made up of 30% foreign-born. For years, I used to question the Oriole management and say, why are you letting the Yankees and the Rays get all the good international players? You guys need to be in this marketplace. And they had a few, Jeremy. They had Scope. They had Eduardo Rodriguez. They traded for Andrew Miller way back in the day. It wasn't Ofer, but it wasn't the quality and quantity package that they have now under Perez and Elias, and it's only getting bigger and better. They've signed now six or seven players to $1 million deals since Elias has been here. That never happened before. That's exciting.
So, all right, let me ask you about Bassiah. He had a triple this weekend. Watching him run, I'm like, he's faster than I thought. He's stronger than I thought. That baseball that he hit landed in another field was insane. What do you think his prospects are? Like, what do you think he can be if full potential is reached?
If full potential is reached, we're talking about all-star catcher. If full potential is reached, big if, of course.
Could be the best catcher in baseball?
Well, I mean, in the major leagues, yeah. I don't want to.
Well, I'm saying, like, potential-wise, like, there's. You look at some of the guys.
Potential-wise, you're talking all-star caliber. Then you have two all-star catchers. How will they coexist? That's potentially a problem, but it's a good problem to have. So this guy's defense is coming on. Finally, we're starting to see some positive reports on his defense, and the Orioles have been telling me for years he is going to stay as a catcher while everybody else keeps saying he's not. They've been insistent that he can because he's big, but he's very flexible. He's very athletic. And as you said, he runs better than you think. He's got a 70 arm.
Yeah.
He throws harder and some say more accurately than Adley right now. And he's learning to handle these pitchers. He's impressing everybody in camp. And I'll tell you when he gets here what the fans are going to see about Bassiah. I see Santander light in terms of his personality. That's okay. The kind of personality this kid is. They're going to fall in love with this kid. He lights up the room. His smile is amazing. He's learning more and more English. I've interviewed him where he's gone back and forth between English and not. And I just think this kid could be special. So you don't want to oversell it. You don't want to overhype it. But I don't have to because everybody else is overhyping this kid.
Absolutely. Look, I'm excited. I think everybody is hoping that it's sooner and sooner. It's like, what do you mean? Look at what he's doing. You got to see him catch a few more games, and he's got to get a little bit of more experience with that. But
only played a handful of games at Norfolk. He's got to go back there, get a good half season in, catch a lot, and then it could be his time.